tonight to worship God.
我们现在奉主耶稣圣名，一起来查考拯救我们的神啊！求你救我们。
In the name of Jesus Christ, this evening we'll be studying, "O save us, O God of our salvation."
我们来认识我们所敬拜的这位神。
We're here to know more about this God that we worship.
也来祈求这位神，他可以赐给我们救恩，来拯救我们得到永生。
We also pray that this God that we worship can give us salvation and deliver us.
我们现在请大家翻开历代志上第十六章。
Let's turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 16.
历代志上第十六章。
1 Chronicles chapter 16.
请读第三十四节到三十六节。
Verse 34 to 36. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Verse 35. And say, save us, O God of our salvation, gather us together and deliver us from the Gentiles, to give thanks to Your holy name, to triumph in Your praise. Verse 36. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting.And all the people say Amen and praise the Lord.
这段圣经是大卫王他作诗歌里面的一部分。
And this passage is part of the praises and hymns made by King David.
因为历代志上第七章第六十六章第七节那里呢，这是特别说明，这是大卫第一次。借着亚萨和他的弟兄以诗歌颂赞神的内容。
And verse 7 it says, this is David's first deliver his psalm into the hand of Asaph and his brethren to thank the Lord.
我们在读历代志上的时候，我们会发现圣经有很长的篇幅在描述这个在圣殿里面敬歌颂神、敬拜神的这个制度。
And when we study the First Chronicle, we realize that a good portion of this book is describing the order and the laws that's for the choir that sing praises to God in the sanctuary.
那这些用诗歌颂赞神的人，他们是专职在圣殿侍奉的。
And the people that sing the psalms to the Lord, they are doing this full time.
因为历代志上，他从家谱开始。最后结束在大卫准备的材料要建造神的圣殿。
First Chronicle began with the genealogy of David and it ends with how David prepares the material for building the temple of God.
那所以这里面的内容很多都是在强调要怎么样让在圣殿的崇拜是得到神的悦纳，然后让里面的神的百姓得造就的。
And this book emphasizes on how to make the psalms and the praises be pleasing to God, and so that the people of Israel can be saved.
建造一个物质的殿，这个比较容易。
It's easy to build a physical temple.
因为只要有材料，只要有人力，有一个地点，就可以把这个建筑物把它建起来。
Because as long as you have a location, the material prepared, and the manpower, then you should be able to build a temple.
但这其中最困难的部分其实就是这个里面的内容，就是要怎么样来敬拜神。
But the most difficult part is on the content within it. That is how you should worship God.
这里面的敬拜要能够真的用心，用神的话来敬拜的。
And this worship has to be based on the word of God and worship with your heart.
那敬拜神要有内容。
And there should be a content for the worship.
那从历代志上看来。诗歌是一个很重要的部分。
From the book of First Chronicle, we see that Psalms is a very important part of it.
因为这个诗歌的颂赞，我们可以从圣经看出来是大卫王他特地设计的。
And from the Bible, we see that Psalm or hymnal worship is something that is specially designed by King David.
因为大卫他本身就是一个喜爱诗歌的人。
Because David himself is a king that loved the hymns.
他从幼年的时候做牧童的时候他就常常唱诗赞美神。
Even when he was a young shepherd, he would always sing psalms and praise God.
那他也个人经历过用诗歌可以把魔鬼赶走。
And he firsthand witnessed that he can cast out demons with his psalms.
因为当扫罗王他被 这个恶魔在干扰的时候
，Because when King Saul was bothered, disturbed by the evil spirit，
大卫当时候是一个牧童，他被叫到王的面前去。
At the time, David was just a young shepherd. He was called before the king.
但他时候他知道要敬拜这位独一的神。
But even then, he knew that he had to worship this one and only God.
那他是用诗歌的方式，靠着神的这个能力把魔鬼赶出去的。
And with psalms and music, with God's power, he was able to cast out evil spirit.
所以我们从历代志上看来，在圣经里面，他特别在强调诗歌的功用，以及诗歌它所带给神的选民它的属灵的造就。
From First Chronicle, we can see the function of the psalmal worship, and the benefit that it brought to the chosen people of Israel.
大卫他自己本身，他就做了这样一篇诗，交给这个在圣殿专职用音乐来侍奉神的人。做出了一篇诗歌来。
David himself created this piece of psalm and he gave it to the musician in the sanctuary of the Lord.
所以在第16章的开始的时候呢，我们就看到当时候大卫已经把神的约柜把他抬到了他所特别造的帐幕里来，在耶路撒冷。
From chapter 16, verse 1, we can see that David already brought the ark of God in the tabernacle that he had erected for it.
这是一个很重大的事件，因为大卫他自己住在王宫，他想到神的约柜住在好像一个没有人要的地方，他觉得心里很过意不去。
And this was a great event at the time because David, who was living in the palace, he realized that the Ark of God was in a tent and he felt guilty about it.
所以他特别盖了一个帐幕。
So he especially created a tabernacle.
他经过了第一次的失败，他当时忘记要求问祭司利未人要怎么样把约柜迎到他这个所建的帐幕来。
He had failed and made a mistake the first time where he forgot to ask Levi the priest how to bring the Ark of God into the tabernacle.
历代志上13章记载他用了神不喜悦的方法，结果就导致了一个悲剧，是他预先没有想到的。
Chapter 13 described that he used a way that was not pleasing to God, so that created a tragedy which he was not expecting it.
到第十五章，他就特别去研究律法，到底这个神的约柜应该要怎么样来搬运，什么才是神所喜悦的方法。
So in chapter 15, he spent the time studying the law of God, and study how this ark of God should be transported.
所以他发现要用利未人用抬的。用肩膀把这个神的约柜抬到耶路撒冷这个他特制的帐幕里来。
That's when he realized that it had to be carried by Levites, men on their shoulders into the tabernacle of God.
他抬着把这个迎接约柜进耶路撒冷城的时候，当时候他欢喜快乐，他唱歌跳舞。
When he brought the Ark of God into the Jerusalem, at the time his heart was filled with joy. He was dancing and singing.
他那时候在第十五章的地方特别说到。他特别差派了一些人用乐器各种乐器大发响声来迎接神。
And in chapter 15 described that he also sent out musicians to play music to welcome the Ark of God.
而且那个时候他特别设立了诗班。
And at the time he also had arranged for a choir.
他把这个哪些人是应该用诗歌来颂赞神的这个制度，那人也都指派好了。
And he had appointed people and set up system as to how a choir should be run.
众民很欢喜的迎接了神的约柜来到。
And so all the people were joyous together welcoming the ark of God.
那他也大大的为百姓祝福。
And he also blessed the people greatly.
到第十六章的第四节，特别他就当时候就派了一些利未人呢。专职的在神的约柜前侍奉神。
In chapter 16, verse 4, describe how he appointed Levites to minister before the ark of God.
第四节说
，verse 4，
他们用颂赞、用颂扬、称谢、赞美神这样的一个的方法来侍奉神的。
And in verse 4, it says they minister before the ark of God with commemorate, to thank and praise the Lord God of Israel.
那其实这个就是当时候专职颂赞神的。一批利未人。
And so this is a group of Levites at the time, that they are full-time, in ministering to the Lord.
他们是 整天的他们的工作就是在赞美神而已。
So their job, full-time job, is to praise God.
那这里面它是有一群人在一起唱诗的。
And in this, there's a group of them, that sing hymns together.
那所以它有各种不同的乐器，有拔，有鼓，有各种丝弦乐器。
And there's different kind of string instruments, there's horns and trumpets.
那第六节特别提到说是祭司比拿雅和亚哈西他在神的约柜前吹号。
In verse 6, Benaiah and Jahaziel, the priests regularly blew the trumpets before the Ark of the Covenant of God.
这个号专门是由祭司来吹的。
And so this trumpet was only blown by the priests.
因为这个是根据律法神所吩咐的，在民数记第十章的第八节特别指定吹号一定是由祭司来执行。
Because according to the book of Numbers, that the job of blowing the trumpets had to be done by priests only.
所以当时候利未人他们负责用他们的歌声来赞美神。
So at the time, the Levites, their job is to use their voices to sing praises to God.
那其他的一些另外有天分的人用各种乐器来配合赞美神。
And others who have talents also play their instruments to praise God.
但是祭司就是仍然负责吹号。
But the priest's job is to blow the trumpets.
所以这个号跟其他的乐器要配合起来赞美神。
And so this trumpet, accompanied by other instruments, together they will praise God.
那之后呢，在圣经的第七节开始呢，就加入了这一段大卫他的诗歌。
Then verse 7 on is addition of David's psalm.
那其实从第七节到第三十六节呢，这是特别加进去的。大卫的诗是可以用唱的方式来表达对神的赞美。
From verse 7 to verse 36, the Psalm of David was added, and it could be sung with the music.
如果把这一段拿走，你现在接下去看第37节。
If you take off the section and just read on to verse 37.
所以37节其实就接在第六节之后的。
And verse 37 actually is to record right after verse 6.
大卫派亚撒和他的弟兄在约柜前常常的侍奉神，一日进一日的职分。
And so he left Asaph and his brothers before the Ark of Covenant of the Lord to minister before Ark regularly as every day's work required.
就是他们当时候被指派这些人专职的在神面前日夜不断的侍奉，每一天都在侍奉神的。
And that is this group of full-time Levites. Their job is to minister before the Lord day and night.
然后到了第39节、40节呢
？Verse 39 and 40.
他当时候又派了祭司撒都跟他的兄弟众祭司在基遍的地方的那个坛丘坛那里，在那里献祭赞美神。
And Zadok the priest and his brethren the priest before the tabernacle of the Lord at the high place that was at Gibeon.
那当时我们就看出，在建造圣殿之前，圣殿还没有建以前，当时有两个帐幕同时在敬拜神。
And from here you can see that before the temple was completed, they were two high places at the same time they were worshiping God.
这是一段很特殊的时期。
And so this is a very special period of time.
因为约柜在耶路撒冷。
Because the Ark of God was in Jerusalem.
但神的帐幕本来就立在基遍。
But the tabernacle of God was stationed at Gibeon.
所以当时他们献祭要到基遍去献祭的。
And therefore when they have to worship and offer sacrifice, they have to go to Gibeon.
所以我们就看到，你看这些亚撒还有这些赞美神的人呢，他们就在耶路撒冷这个帐幕上面约柜前天天侍奉神。
And Asaph and the priests, they were before the Ark of Covenant, ministering to God.
那祭司撒都跟他们的众祭司兄弟们在基遍那个地方在献祭，也是在服侍神。
At the same time, Zadok the priest and his brethren priests were worshiping and ministering to the Lord at Gibeon.
我们就看到赞美神跟献祭一样重要。
And from here we can see that praising and singing psalms to God is just as important as ministering before God.
所以我们看出，其实诗歌颂赞神是很重要的圣工。
From here we can see that singing praises to God is a very important holy work.
在诗歌里面可以真的得到安慰。
In the music, in the lyrics, you can really receive comfort.
在诗歌里面是在赞美神，在服侍神的。
And that with the hymnal praises, you're also ministering before the Lord.
在诗歌里面是在传扬神的作为，在纪念神伟大的拯救。
In the hymns, you are proclaiming the great works of God and remembering His salvation.
甚至在诗歌里面都可以来教导后面的世代怎么样来记住神的作为。
With the hymns, you can also teach your next generation how to remember the works of God.
那最后呢，这个诗歌 可以让神的名得荣耀。
And lastly, the psalms and the hymns can bring glory to God's name.
然后会让众人一起从心里面发出阿门。
And so everyone from the bottom of their heart can say amen.
所以我们才看到第三十六节，第三十六节。
And verse 36.
众民听到这个诗歌以后，他们都说阿门。
And all the people say amen and praise the Lord.
赞美神，就是说这是听众跟唱的人互相的呼应。
And they say praise the Lord, that means that they are responding to the hymns that they just heard.
表示说这个诗歌他在传达的信息众人感觉到了，他们啊从心里面一起来赞美这位天上的神。
In other words, the audience had received the message in the hymns, and so they are echoing back and praising the Lord.
那他们当时候在唱什么？
What were they singing at the time?
他们唱的诗歌在第35节特别说。
In verse 35.
拯救我们的神啊，求你拯救，求你救我们。
And say, save us, O God of our salvation.
聚集我们，使我们脱离外邦。
Gather us together and deliver us from the Gentiles.
好，我们好赞美称赞你的圣名，以赞美你为荣，为夸胜，为荣耀。
To give thanks to your holy name, to triumph in your praise.
他说：“主以色列的神啊，你亘古直到永远是应当称颂。”
And blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting.
我们就看到这个诗歌，大卫当时他所写的这篇诗歌非常有力。
We can see that the psalm that's created by David, it was very powerful.
其实从历代志上，如果我们从第七节一直看到第二十二节的。
If you read from verse 7 to verse 22,
这一篇诗其实是诗篇105篇第一节到第十五节的重复。
And this is actually a reference to Psalms
105篇
105,
第一节到第十五节
verse 1 to verse 15.
我们可以对着去看。
So you can make a reference to it.
就是说但是105篇他特别没有写说作者是谁。
In Psalm 105, it did not say who the author was.
但他这里我们看到这里特别说是大卫第一次的时候他为了要这些立位人专职来侍奉神的人他所写的让他们配合乐器来歌颂神的。
And from here, you can see that the Psalm was created by David so that the people, so the priests that minister to God can sing with their music.
所以先有这些诗歌他有做这个词之后这些立位人呢，他配合这个乐器，然后做出音乐，让大家一起来唱。
And so he created the lyrics, the song first, and the Levites created the music, and together they make this a hymn.
然后从第二十三节开始
，and verse 23 on，
到一直到三十三节
，to 33，
这一段跟诗篇九十六篇很像。
And this passage, this section is very similar to Psalms 96.
基本上差不多就是一样的东西。
It is pretty much the same passage.
哦，是诗篇九十六篇也没有写作者是谁。
But Psalm 96 also did not say who the author was.
但是他写这是亚萨，这可能都是亚萨的子孙他们所做的。
And that this could be made by Asaph's descendants.
但其实我们看历代志上就发现这个歌词本身其实都是大卫的作品。
But reading from 1 Chronicle, you can see that this is actually the work of David.
从第35节开始到36节，其实这个诗篇106篇第47节跟48节的。
And verse 35 and 36 is the same as Psalm chapter 106.
47 to
48. Verse 47 to 48.
我们就看到说这一篇大卫的诗啊，它是从诗篇里面组合起来的。
And so we can see that the Psalm of David is actually a combination of different pieces of Psalms.
但是因为在历代志的作者里面，他是特别强调这一段是大卫初次把他的对神的这种感动，把它交给亚萨跟他们的兄弟做成诗歌来唱。
But in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, it especially emphasized that this was a psalm made by David and given to in the hands of Asaph and his brethren.
他颂赞的对象就是这位神是拯救我们的神。
The person that he is giving thanks to is a Lord that delivered us.
大卫他的一生当中，他对神充满感谢。
And David in his entire life, he gave thanks to God.
因为如果没有神拯救他，他早就死了。
Because if it was not God that saved him and delivered him, he would have died.
他没有机会做王的。
He would not have a chance to be the king.
因为当扫罗王在追杀他的时候。
Because when King Saul was persecuting him.
如果神没有神出手拯救他。
If it was not God's hand that delivered him.
他早就被扫罗王抓到了。
That Saul would have captured him a long time ago.
但是神就是很奇妙的让大卫可以得到一条出路，跑掉了。
But miraculously, God created a way for David to escape.
所以大卫他自己很了解，他要感谢神。
So David knew very well that he had to give thanks to God.
他要传扬神的名。
That he had to proclaim the name of the Lord.
所以在他的诗歌里面，他一直在强调神的名是伟大的。
And that's why in his Psalms he emphasized over and over that the name of the Lord is great.
要常常来谈论神的作为。
And that he needs to make known his deeds among the people.
那要常常来觉得说，我所敬拜这个神是很荣耀的，是我觉得可以向众人来夸耀的，来一起邀请说，来跟我一起赞美这位神。
And to realize that the God that he worship is a glorious one, that he needs to talk about his wondrous work and invite people to also believe in him.
我们请读第八节第九节。
Let's read verse 8 and 9. Verse 8, O give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Verse 9, sing to him, sing psalms to him, talk to all his wondrous works.
你看这里他特别提到歌颂神的重要。
And here especially talk about the importance of praising the Lord.
我们要常常借着诗歌来想念神的作为。
And that with singing psalms, we need to think about God's wondrous works.
诗歌有时候会让我们记住神对我们的恩典。
Psalms sometimes serves to remind us God's grace to us.
真的，今天有些弟兄姐妹，他们是因着诗歌来认识神的。
And the truth is, there are many brothers and sisters today that have come to know the Lord because of the psalms.
因为诗歌其实成为基督教的一个特色。
Because psalms and praises is a characteristic of Christianity.
当然诗歌我们现在所唱的这个诗歌它有一个历史演进的过程。
And of course, the psalms that we are seeing today, there has been a progression historically.
我们现在所唱的诗歌跟2000年前神的选民在唱的不一样，音乐调性都不一样。
The psalms that we are seeing today is different from the psalms that the chosen people of God sang 2,000 years ago. The music, the melodies are different.
但是那个歌词，它的目的以及它从心里面所发出的赞美都一样。
But the lyrics, the purpose, and the praises that comes from the hymns are the same.
我们现在这个世代里面，诗歌所发生的力量很有可能比过去还更巨大。
So in our lifetime, the power that comes from singing the praises, the hymns to God, could be more powerful than the old time.
你看我们今天很多人一上车就听音乐啊。
So today, many of us go into our car, and the first thing we do is turn on the music.
做什么都要音乐，没有音乐好像做不了事。
And everything we do, we have to listen to music as if we can't do anything without it.
有些学生没有听音乐，做不了功课的。
There are some students that if they don't listen to the music, they can't finish their homework.
所以音乐会让好像让人在这个思想上，他能够更能专注，他能够享受这个音乐所带来的效果。
So music allows seems to allow help some people to concentrate and it brings them benefits.
那其实这个诗歌本身，它会让人想要亲近神的。
But the psalms itself draws us closer to God.
所以你看，在教会里面有听的诗歌，跟在外面。在 pub 里面，在那个 market 里面所听的音乐不一样。
So the psalms and the music that we listen in church is different from the ones you hear at pubs or at supermarkets.
我们在教会里面所听到的诗歌，会让我们的心平静下来的。
The psalms and the hymns that we hear in church will quiet down our hearts.
圣经里面已经描述许多诗歌所产生的力量，可以胜过魔鬼，可以打胜仇敌。
The Bible has examples of the power that comes from Psalms. It will allow us to overcome Satan and also overcome the enemies.
在今天这个世代里面
，So today in this time，
我们有些弟兄姐妹，他们来信主是借着诗歌来的。
There are some brothers and sisters that have come to believe in the Lord because of the Psalms.
我们有一位传道，他是之前是没有不信主的，不信耶稣的无神论者。
And there was a pastor in our church that he used to be an atheist. He didn't believe in the Lord.
但是他参加过一次的诗歌布道会。
But he attended a hymnal worship.
他的朋友邀请他来参加。
And he was invited by his friend.
那一次的参加这个诗歌布道会改变他的人生了。
It was during that hymnal worship, evangelical service that changed his life.
他被这个诗歌吸引，他觉得这个诗歌很好。
He was attracted to the hymns and he realized that it was beautiful.
当然接下去的信息他有很多疑问。
Of course, he had a lot of questions regarding the messages.
当然这些疑问其实都可以解决的。
But these questions can be answered.
最后是借着圣灵让他无话可说，神就在这里。
And at the end, through the Holy Spirit, he was speechless because God is here.
但是因着这个诗歌的力量，让他发现到在这些敬拜神人当中，他们所 用诗歌发出的力量很巨大，生命力很丰盛。
The power of Psalms allow him to understand that this power is great and it has bring everybody together.
我们教会有位何姐妹，在多伦多教会的。
In Toronto Church, there is a sister Ho.
她本来也是拜偶像的家庭啊。
And she also came from a family of idol worshippers.
也可以说是一个非常很敬畏神、很敬拜这个信仰很执着的一个家庭。
And you can say that he came from a family that had deep rooted in their own faith.
他做什么事情就说先要到庙里面去问神，求问之后才去做的。
Before she did anything, she would go into the Buddha temple to ask the Buddha before she does anything.
因为他的长辈、他的爷爷奶奶、父母亲都是这样做。
Because that's what her parents and her grandparents did.
他就认为说，常常去敬拜神就有平安，哦，有健康。
So she thought that if you go to the temple often and worship the idols, then you'll have peace and be healthy.
所以她没有多做其他的想法，就是觉得敬拜神是应该的啊，而且有东西可以吃，又有平安，为什么不要？
So she did not think very much. She just thought that if you there's nothing wrong with worshiping the idols, you'll have peace and you'll have food to eat.
但是后来她去当护士，读护士学校。
Later she went to a nursing school.
那当然学校里面很多东西都是科学，都是用理性去分析的。
In school, many things are explained with logic and science.
虽然他自己本身有这样一个信仰、那个家庭的背景，可是他还是认为是没有神的。
Even though she came from such a family with that kind of background, she still was an atheist.
因为学校的教育已经把他的脑筋变成这个东西都是心理作用，所以有神的人其实只是心灵的慰藉。
Because the education she received from school had brainwashed her into thinking that all of these things that she believed was just psychological.
很自然的，她认为说她自己就是相信科学的人。
And so naturally, she thought she only believed in science.
她对这个去庙里拜拜的这些长辈的做法，她也觉得啊，好傻。
And she thought that the way her parents went into the temple, that was very silly.
但是直到有一天，她说她快要毕业了。
And it was until one day, before she was about to graduate.
她的好朋友在平常跟她在相处的时候就开始哼哼唱唱在唱诗歌了。
And a good friend of hers, one that she spent a lot of time with, started humming and singing some hymns.
因为她这个好朋友在唱诗歌，她在旁边听了。
Because her good friend was humming hymns, and so she was listening to it.
她觉得很好听，她觉得哦，这个，反正她很喜欢。
And so she thought that the melody sounded beautiful. She really liked it.
她就问她的朋友说：“哎，你在唱什么？”
And so she asked her friend, "What are you singing?"
朋友就说：“我在唱赞美诗啊。”
So her friend told her that I was singing the hymns.
这是我们教会的赞美诗啊。
And these are the hymns from my church.
那结果那时候，她觉得很好奇，你这个教会赞美诗怎么这么好听？我要来听听看呢。
And so she was very curious what church you came from that the hymns are so beautiful as she wanted to hear it.
所以她为了要听赞美诗，她就跟着她朋友来教会聚会。
And just so that she can listen to the hymns, she decided to come to church with her friend.
因为她发现在听这个赞美诗的时候，她心里面很平静。
Because she noticed that when she listened to the hymns, she was very peaceful at heart.
那她就想说，哎，那你们在唱的这些诗歌，如果我也可以唱，那不知道多好。
And so she was thinking to herself, if I can also sing the hymns that you're singing, wouldn't that be wonderful?
就这样，她来到教会慕道。
And with a simple heart, she came to church to start seeking the truth.
她才知道说，哦，原来这个是信耶稣的人，他们平常都在做的事了。
And she realized that this is something that the people that believe in Lord Jesus do often.
就是用歌声来赞美这位天上的神。
And that they use their voice to praise their heavenly God.
那接下来她才开始查考这位神到底是谁。
Then she began to study who this God was.
她才慢慢的知道说，哦，原来这位神是耶稣基督了。
Then she slowly understood that this God is Lord Jesus.
难怪她的朋友星期六的时候都要到教会去。
That no wonder her friend has to go to church every Saturday.
那时候她才知道说，哦，原来要守安息日。
Then she learned that you have to observe the Sabbath.
她就这样子跟着朋友每一周都要教会来聚会，来听道理，来唱诗歌。
Then she began to come with her friend to church every Saturday to worship God and to sing the hymns.
后来她就在教会洗礼了。
Then she was baptized in church.
哦，她当然她后来这个经过一段很长的这个查考的过程。
And after a long time of studying the truth,
她才知道说，哇，这位神 是天地的主宰。
Then she learned that this God is the master of the universe.
这位神是什么样的神呢？
So what kind of God is this God?
我们看第十六章的第二十六节。
Let's turn to chapter 16, verse 26.Verse 26, for all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens.
那这里特别提到说外邦的神都是虚无的。
And here it tells us that all the gods of other people are idols.
就是是空的，我们中文的翻译是虚无，就是它不是一个实际的。
The Chinese translation is that these gods are empty, that they're not real.
那英文是把它换成 idol, 就是偶像。
In English translation, call them idols.
但是他说我们的神，这位神是创造诸天的。
But the Lord made the heavens.
在说明这位神，我们所当敬拜的，他应该是创造天地的独一的神。
So this tells us that the Lord that we have to worship, He is a God that created the heaven and the earth.
所以神他是独一的，这是我们在敬拜神一定要有的观念。
So this Lord, this God is one and only God, so this is a concept that we have to have.
这位神是独一的，他的名也一定是独一无二的。
And because this Lord, this God is one and only God, so His name had to be the one and only name.
我们今天每个人都有一个名字。
So today all of us have a name.
来区别出我们跟别人不一样。
And that distinguishes from other people.
这位神是独一的。
But this God is one and only God.
本来他不需要名字的。
He did not require a name.
因为天地都是他造的。
Because he's the one that created the heaven and earth.
可是现在人用自己的聪明去创造了很多所谓的神出来了。
But men rely on their own intelligence that they created other idols.
人做的是用一些可以看见的物质去刻出各种不同的形象，来认为说这个是神。
That we've carved out different idols with the things that we know and imagined, and we call them idols and gods.
但是神不应该是被造的，神应该是造物的。
But God should not have been created because He have created everything.
我们请看撒加利亚书十四章。
Let's turn to Book of Zechariah.
撒加利亚书十四章。
Book of Zechariah, chapter 14.
第九节。
14 verse 9.
请读第九节。
Verse 9. And the Lord shall be king over the earth.In that day it shall be, the Lord is one, and His name one.
这里说神必做天地的王，那日神必是独一无二的。这位神他是独一的。
And this Lord is one.
他的名字是独一无二，就是他的名字是其他名字都不能够相配相比的。
His name is also one. That means that no other name can be compared to His name.
今天这位神是创造，他说这位神是创造诸天的。
And here tells us that this Lord, this God, creates a heaven.
所以你看今天这位神是谁？
So today, who is this God?
耶稣基督。
He is Lord Jesus Christ.
在我们今天教会里面所高举的神的名字就是耶稣基督。
And the name that's lifted up in our church is Lord Jesus Christ.
所以真耶稣教会他所强调的敬拜的真神就是这位真神耶稣基督所属的教会。
In true Jesus Church, the God that we emphasize is the church that belongs to Lord Jesus Christ.
今天如果我们能够认识这位拯救我们的独一真神。
Today, if we can come to know, this one God that has delivered and saved us.
我们就是进入神要赐给我们的永生里。
Then we will enter into eternal life that God has promised to give us.
我们请看约翰福音十七章。
Let's turn to Book of John 17.
看主耶稣基督他怎么宣告的。
And let's see what Lord Jesus proclaims.
约翰福音十七章，请看第三节。
17:3 and this eternal life, that they may know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
你看他这里特别强调说，认识你独一的真神，认识你所差的耶稣基督，这就是永生。所以耶稣基督是独一的真神，是道成肉身来的救主。
And so Lord Jesus Christ is the one true God, is God come to the earth in flesh.
为什么今天我们题目是写拯救我们的神呢？
So today, why is our topic, save us, God of our salvation?
这是我们的宣告。
This is our proclamation.
这也是大卫诗歌里面所强调的重点。
And this is also the focus of David's Psalms.
这位独一的神他是来救我们灵魂的。
And this one true God, He's here to save our souls.
我们现在请看犹大书。
Let's turn to Book of Judah.
犹大书。
Book of Jude.
第二十四节。
Verse 24. Verse 24, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy.
25节.
Verse 25, to God our Savior, whom alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
你看这里特别提到这位神能够保守我们不失脚，叫我们可以最后很完全地站在他审判的宝座前。
And he says that this God can keep us from stumbling and present us faultless.
他是我们独一的救主。
And that he is our one and only Savior.
所有的荣耀、威严、能力、权柄都是他的。
And to God our Savior alone is his glory and majesty.
所以他这里强调这个我们的救主是独一的。
And here emphasized that our Savior is the one and only Savior.
他要给我们永生。
That he will give us eternal life.
他要保守我们不会失脚，就是说我们在这个世上，这个永生不会失落去。
That he will keep us from stumbling. That is that he will protect us so that we will not lose the salvation.
他要我们的生命变得没有瑕疵。
That he want our life to be faultless.
今天我们其实每一个人都不完全。
So today none of us are perfect.
我们如果仔细想一想，我们很多缺点我们自己都知道。
If you think about it, you realize that you have a lot of faults and we are all aware of that.
有时候我们可能不承认啊。
Sometimes we may not admit to it.
但是这是事实，没有办法否认的。
But this is a fact, it's something that's undeniable.
就算我们不承认，事实还在那里，不完全就是不完全。
Even if we don't admit to it, the fact is there, we're not perfect.
那我们的不完全，其实在耶稣基督的拯救底下是可以变完全的。
But our imperfection can be perfected in the salvation of the Lord.
这位神拯救我们的时候
，And when this God delivers and saves us,
他是给我们盼望。
He gave us hope.
他说他拯救我们脱离外邦了。
And he will deliver us from the Gentiles.
就是说，他要让我们真的可以完全属神。
And that means that he will deliver us and made us truly belong to him.
我们可以真的来敬拜这位独一。创造天地的主
，and that we can truly come to worship this God that created the heaven and earth.
我们今天很多时候，我们自己的脾气个性改不了。
And today, a lot of times we cannot change our temper or personalities.
但这里说，这位神要让我们最后能够无瑕疵的站在神面前。
But here tells us that this God will help us so that we can be faultless before Him.
以前我们不认识神的时候，我们不知道。去哪里寻求帮助来改变我们的个性
？Before we knew God, we did not know where we can find help to change ourselves.
我们有人可能去读很多书啊
，and maybe a lot of people read books.
因为很多书，励志的书，教导我们各种心理状态的书啊。
They may read books that may be motivating to them or helps change their psychology.
我们可能去找很多的心理学家、辅导的专家来帮助我们改变脾气。
And we may have seek help from counselors or psychologists to help us change our tempers.
那有时候我们人际关系出问题，我们夫妻啊有问题，我们可能去找一些婚姻专家、一些啊心理学专家来帮助我们。
When we have problem with our marriage or interpersonal relationship, we may seek from professional help from marriage counselors or consultants.
但是我们发现最后这些东西都没有用。
But at the end, you realize that all of these are useless.
因为有一些方法。对一群人有用，但不见得每一个人都有效。
Because some methods only is helpful and applies to some people, but it doesn't work for everybody.
我们每个人都很特别。
Because all of us are different.
没有两个人是完全一样的。
There's no two people that are created the same.
没有两，即使在一个家庭也不会都一样，因为环境不一样，个性不一样。
And even within a family, there's no two people that's the same because different backgrounds, different tempers.
同一个家庭长大的孩子。个性可能十万就南辕北辙。
And even two children grow up from the same family, their temperament may be very different.
所以我们不认识神以前，我们可能找了很多的方法要来求他来帮助，来拯救我们脱离我们不想要的情况。
Before we knew God, we may have seek help and find many ways to change ourselves.
但是等到我们认识这位独一的真神以后
，But after we have known this one true God,
我们就有救了。
We have hope.
我们就可以改变了。
We can be changed.
我们在温哥华有一弟兄。
In Vancouver, there's a brother.
他在一年前的时候来信主。
He came to believe the Lord about a year ago.
他退休的年纪。
He was at retirement.
在中国曾经一个很高的职位，管了很多人。
That he was in management position in China.
在 社会上也小有一番成就了。
And he was rather successful in the society.
他的妻子也是一个高级干部。
And his wife also was held high position.
也是高级知识分子。
And also was very educated.
他们很自然地认为说什么事情都应该靠自己的努力啊。
So naturally they think that you have to rely on yourselves.
那他们真的在很努力的过程当中也得到相对的成就感。
And while they work hard, and to help themselves, they've also have gained success.
那他们退休了之后就来到其他国家来看他自己的儿女。
But after they retired, they went to other countries to visit their children.
来到这个西方的国家就发现这里的人的生活形态不一样。
And they moved to Western society and noticed that their lives are different here.
他们的想法不一样。
And that their way of thinking is different.
因为这里很多人的想法都是有神的。
Because many people here in their lives, in their thoughts, there is God.
走到路上很多人都敬拜神啊，都去教堂敬拜耶稣的。
That walking on the street, you'll find a lot of people going to church to worship God.
所以当时候他想说他找个教会来进去看看。
And so at the time, she thought to herself that she needs to go into a church to take a look.
她曾经去过许多教会。
So she went to many churches.
但是她就还没有什么感动。
But they were not moved.
她自己去，我们这位弟兄他自己先去。
And this brother of our church that he went first.
真的，这位神是看透人的内心的。
And this God truly sees through one's heart.
他常常去这个Community center 里面去游泳池游泳。
And he often go swimming at a community center.
那他去游泳的时候，他看到一位先生呢，常常坐在游泳池旁边，在那边看小说。
And when he went to the community center, he saw a gentleman always sitting there reading a novel.
想说这个人很奇怪，游泳池在那是要游泳，怎么老是在那边看小说
？And he thought that this gentleman was weird. Why would you come to the community center not to swim but to read a novel?
他自己就在那边游泳啊。
And so he
was 健身嘛。
He would exercise and swim.
但是他就是因为语言可以通，他就有一天他就跟这位先生讲话。
And because they spoke the same language, one day he approached him.
他就问他说：“某某人，你有没有信神？”
And so he asked this gentleman, "Do you believe in God?"
你知不知道这附近有没有什么教会？我想要去的。
And so he asked, "Do you know any churches around here? Because I want to go to church."
刚好这位弟兄是我们教会的弟兄。
And this gentleman just so happened to be a brother from our church.
说你要去教会啊
？And so he asked him if you want to go to church.
跟我去了。
Why don't you go with me?
你我们明天早上就有一个查经聚会，你跟我去。
That tomorrow morning we have a Bible study, so you can go with me.
你去了以后，你就会知道谁是神，然后要怎么敬拜神。
And if you go to the Bible study, you'll know who is God and how to worship Him.
我们这位弟兄很积极，隔天一大早就要他出来吃早餐。
And so this brother was very motivated. So the next morning, he invited him out to eat breakfast.
要确定他能够一起来吗
？And to make sure that he will come with him.
时间算好，吃完早餐的时候，刚好载他来教会参加查经聚会。
And after they had breakfast, and he brought him to church to attend the Bible study.
就这样子。我们这位弟兄被带来教会。
And this is how this brother was brought to church.
第一次进来教会。
The first time he came to church.
然后第一次一起来读圣经，来查考真理。
And the first time that he opened the Bible to study the Bible and the truth.
他一打开圣经就被圣经的道理吸引住了。
When he opened the Bible, he was immediately drawn to the truth in it.
在这个查经的过程当中。
So during the Bible study,
他发现这位神很特别。
He noticed that this God was very special.
接下去的安息日，他就被邀请继续来参加聚会了。
Then the following Sabbath, he was invited to come to church.
他在这教会里面听到诗歌了。
And in the church, he heard psalms and hymns.
看到了一些人，他们是用这样的方式来赞美神，来求告神的。
And he saw how some people use hymnal worship to praise God.
他就这样子继续的。每一周都到教会来敬拜神。
Then every week following that, he would come to church to worship God.
那时候他的妻子、他的家人觉得，为什么常常跑到教会去啊？跑那么远，为什么要那么远去一个教会呢
？At the time, his wife and his family thought it's weird why he would drive so far away just to go to a church.
家附近不是就有一个的吗？为什么不去呢
？That we have a church right next to our house. Why don't you go to that one?
他就跟他的家人说：“你不知道。
”And so he would tell his family that you don't know this.
真的感觉到神就在这里。
Because in that church, he felt that God was present.
他就觉得他整个心哦就平静了。
And there that he felt like his heart was at peace.
发现他的眼睛打开了。
He felt that his eyes were open.
就这样子，他到教会来慕道。
And so with that in mind, he continued to come to seek the truth.
很奇妙的。
So miraculously,
这位神改变他的个性。
This God had changed his character.
因为他过去他是一个很会挑毛病的人。
In the past, he used to be very nitpicking.
就是因为他自己本身就是管理是管人的嘛。
Because his job used to be in management, so he would manage people.
他总是要看到什么不好，然后要改进啊。
And so he will always see people's faults and want them to improve.
很自然的，他在家里面就养成这个习惯，对，在社会对人也是这样子。
And so naturally, that became his habit. He would do that to people.
所以他其实他心里面不快乐。
In his heart, he was not happy.
你知道，我们一个人如果一直挑人家毛病，自己会脾气暴躁。
Do you know that if you always nitpick other people, it also would make you very ill-tempered?
我们发现说，很多人都不合我们的意啊。就是说他怎么没有那么完美，你就觉得很不能接受。
Because you will think that why are people not perfect? Why do they have so much faults and you can't accept that?
看人都看的都是不完美的地方。
Because when you see people, you only see their faults.
所以他家里面他们家人都知道某某先生是火爆浪子。
So in his family, everybody knew that he had a hot temper.
就是很容易就发脾气，然后就反正。我又很独裁，我说我就算，其他都不要讲了。
And so not only he
家长嘛，
not only he was he had a hot temper, he gets angry easily, but he was the head of the house, so whatever he says goes.
就很难沟通，改变他的想法，很顽固的。
And so he was very stubborn. It's really difficult to communicate with him.
可是他到教会来以后
，But after he came to church,
他发现这位神拯救他了。
He noticed that he realized that this God has saved him.
他看人的眼光变了。
And the way he looked at people changed.
因为圣经告诉我们要常常感谢神、赞美神。
Because the Bible tells us that we have to give thanks and praise God.
我们现在请看帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
第五章第十六节。
Chapter 5 verse 16.
我们请读第十五节到第十八节就。
Verse 15 to 18, 15. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good for, both for yourselves and for all. Verse 16. Rejoice always. 17. Pray without ceasing. 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
这段圣经啊，真的就发生在他身上。
So this passage truly happened on him.
这里常常说要追求良善。
And here says pursue good.
真的，我们的神是善的。
Because our God is good.
就像刚才我们所读的《历代志上》十六章的第三十四节说，因为他本是善的，他的慈爱永远长存。
And just like in 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 34, that God is good and His mercy is everlasting.
那所以神是良善的神啊。
So God is good.
然后他说要常常喜乐。
And rejoice always.
如果都是看到别人的好处，他就会喜乐。
If you only see other people's good, then you will rejoice.
然后他就会感谢，他就常常祷告。
Then you will give everything. In everything you will give thanks, you will pray.
因为到教会来，他知道怎么祷告了。
Because after he came to church, he knows how to pray.
祷告就是哈利路亚，赞美耶稣。
So when you pray, you say Hallelujah, praise Lord Jesus.
他发现来真耶稣教会祷告很轻松了。
So he noticed that when he comes to church to pray is very easy.
不需要再去找很多很华丽的那个祷告词来讲给众人听。
You don't need to search for eloquent words just to say praise and prayers out loud.
他祷告的时候没有压力了。
So when he prays, he does not feel pressured.
就哈利路亚赞美主。
He just says Hallelujah, praise Lord Jesus.
从心里面告诉神。
And so he would tell the Lord from the bottom of his heart.
所以他就是这样子不住的祷告。
And so he pray without ceasing.
然后凡事谢恩。
And give thanks to everything.
结果呢，这样大概不到一年的时间。
So in less than a year.
他个性变了。
That his temperament changed.
他变得很喜乐。
He changed that he is very joyful now.
每天带着他的孙女去上学的时候。
That every morning when he brought his granddaughter to school.
心里唱诗赞美神。
That he was singing praises in his heart and praise God.
每天在路上就要走半个小时，就欣赏神的创造。
That every day he would walk for half an hour and he would just take pleasure in God's creation.
去半个小时，回来半个小时。
He would walk 30 minutes there and 30 minutes back.
一边锻炼身体，一边心里面不断的颂赞神。
He's exercising and also praising God in his heart.
然后回到家里面。
And after he comes home.
他看到太太所做的每件事情都感谢。
That he give thanks to everything his wife does for him.
看到他的 女儿她的女婿回家努力工作回来感谢
And he gives thanks when he sees daughter and son-in-law come home from a hard day of work
真的每一件事情都感谢了
So he gives thanks in everything
哇他家人发现诶我们这位先生变了 And so 变得很好相处了
His family noticed that he changed He's very easy to get along
变得不发脾气的
That he does not have a bad temper anymore
变得会感谢赞美人了
That he changed so that he would give thanks and also praise other people
他变得更敬畏神他变得他说他每一个星期六都等不及的要到教会去敬拜神
He was very God-fearing He said that every Saturday he could not wait to go to church
就这样子他的个性被神改变
And so God changed his temper
结果他的太太
His wife
就这样子观察他的先生的转变了
His wife observed his husband's transformation
我们这位弟兄他知道他太太的脾气
And this brother knows well about his wife's temperament
太太是很好强的
His wife likes to win.
那脑筋比他还有逻辑，还理性，还有规矩。
And that she is more logical, more rational.
被那个学校训练非常的严谨，做事非常积极。
Because of her background and training, she was very motivated and very rational.
他知道他的太太是石头一个，讲没有用的。
And so he knew that his wife's heart is hard as a rock, and so he did not.It would be useless to tell her.
所以他从教会回来的时候，绝口不跟他太太提说你要来信耶稣，你要跟我来。
And so every time he comes home from church, he would never tell her that you need to come to church and believe in God with me.
他都不说了。
He never said anything.
但是他用做的。
But he showed with his action.
他的生活改变了。
Because his life had changed.
以前看电视看报纸，现在不看了。
He used to watch a lot of TV and read newspapers, and now he doesn't do it anymore.
有时间就是看圣经了。
When he has time, he will read the Bible.
然后呢，就唱诗歌了。
And then he will sing hymns.
然后脾气改变，他太太看在眼里啊，这个先生到底怎么一回事啊
？And his wife has witnessed his temperament have changed and wonder what happened to him.
第一次让他太太觉得说，信仰力量非常非常伟大。
And for the first time, his wife realized the power of his faith.
是这个做太太主动说，我可不可以跟你去教会
？And it was the wife that asked him if she can go to church with him.
因为她看到她先生这么喜乐，这么满足啊，这么会感谢。
Because she saw how her husband had changed, and now he's so joyful. He gives thanks to everything, and he likes to go into church.
这个太太跟他一起来教会查考圣经。
And so the wife came to church to study the Bible with him.
跟他一起来唱诗赞美神。
And she also came along with him to sing praises to God.
不到几个月，连这个太太都信了。
And a few months later, even the wife believed in the Lord.
在很冷的天。都决定要受洗。
And even in the cold winter, she decided to be baptized.
这位一对夫妻真的在主里面享受到神的救恩。
And this couple in the Lord have enjoyed God's salvation.
所以你看，这个信仰真的是这位神是拯救我们的神。
And so this God is a God that saves us.
他要改变我们的个性。
That He will change our character.
他让我们知道，只有这位神是值得敬拜，因为他是独一的。
He will allow us to understand that He is the only God that's worthy of our worship because He's one true God.
在他的圣所，在他的教会里面有能力。
That in His temple, in His church, there is power.
在这里能够领受到喜乐。
That here you can receive grace and blessings.
我们看回来《路加之章》第十六章。
Let's turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 16.
请读第二十七节、
二
十八节。
27 and 28. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and gladness are in his place. Verse 28. Give to the Lord, O families of the people. Give to the Lord glory and strength.
这里特别提到说，这个尊荣跟威严在他面前。
Here says honor and majesty are before him.
这位神是极有权柄。
And this God is a powerful God.
这位神的智慧远超过人所能测度的。
And this God's wisdom is beyond our measure.
他用世人所想不到的方法。把自己卑微成一个像罪犯一样被钉死在十字架上。
He used the most unimaginable way to allow himself to be hung on the cross.
但是当他被钉十字架的时候
，But when he was hung on the cross，
众人才认识他是谁。
It was then that people knew who he was.
这个时候他的尊荣跟威严才显现出来。
It was at that time that his honor and majesty is shown.
所以当主耶稣被钉十字架的时候
，So when Lord Jesus was crucified,
连在那边钉他的那个百夫长才发现说啊，他是个义人。
Even the centurion that was there realized that he was a righteous man.
众人才发现他们错了。
that all the people realized that they were wrong.
但是这个也就是神要展现出他爱人的这个最高的智慧。
And this is the ultimate wisdom, for God to show His love to people.
现在在他的教会里。
Now in His church.
有能力，有喜乐。
There is strength and gladness.
所以今天我们若愿意来求告这位拯救我们的神。
So today, if we're willing to come and call on this, Lord, our Savior.
他要用他的能力，无上的权柄，来让我们体验到在他里面有喜乐。
That he will use his strength and his, mighty power to show us that in him there is power and authority.
我们不但可以在结束这个今生的时候有永生的盼望。
Not only when we end this life, we will have the, hope of eternal life.
我们更可以在今天今生的这个世代里面就可以让我们自己得到自由。
And that in this lifetime, we can also receive freedom.
我们可以真的得到喜乐。
We can truly receive blessings and joy.
我们看人，我们做事的每一个方法，每一件事情都会变得非常造就。
And that everything we do, would be very, edifying.
人生如果没有喜乐。
That if we don't have joy in our lives.
那我们在这个世上的日子真的是劳苦愁烦而已。
Then all the days of our life, will be filled with toil and trouble.
但是在这位拯救我们的神里面，我们可以真的得到满足，得到喜乐。
But in the Savior of our salvation, we can truly find the joy and peace.
将来又可以得永生。
And that in the future, we can also have eternal life.
这是何等大的救恩呢？
And what a great salvation this is.
所以二十八节说，万民众的万族啊，要将荣耀能力归给主神，都要归给神。
That's why in verse 28 says, "Give to the Lord a family of people, give to the Lord glory and strength."
愿这位神，我们的主耶稣基督。成为我们的救主。
And may Lord Jesus Christ be our Savior.
来救赎我们进入他的荣耀里。
And may he save us so that we can enter into his glory.
让我们在他的教会能够体验到圣灵能力，也能够体验到在灵里的喜乐与满足。
So that in his church we can enjoy the joy that comes with the Holy Spirit and the fulfillment in the Holy Spirit.
我们再一起来唱诗。
So let us sing a hymn together.
426首。
426。
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在一起来祷告。
We'll now pray together.
我们真耶稣教会蒙神特别的恩赐众弟兄姐妹可以领受圣灵。
And that in True Jesus Church, we have a special gift from God, that is all the brothers and sisters can receive the Holy Spirit.
那这个圣灵是神特别的应许。
This Holy Spirit is a special promise of God.
要给属神的人。
And it's given to those who belong to God.
要给愿意祈求的。
And it's given to those who are willing to pray.
所以领受圣灵的时候，我们弟兄姐妹身体震动，口里会讲出听不懂的舌音。
So when we receive the Holy Spirit, the brothers and sisters, their tongues will move and their bodies will shake.
所以在真教会，我们在祷告的时候，我们一般跪下来啊。
So in True Church, when we pray, we kneel down first.
表示我们的敬虔。
And that shows our solemn attitude.
把我们的眼睛闭起来，让我们可以专心。
And we close our eyes so that we can concentrate.
把我们的手合在我们的胸前，也让我们专心。
So we collapse our hands so that we can also concentrate.
然后我们口里不断的去赞美他就好。
And that in our mouth, with our lips, we continue to praise God.
用哈利路亚赞美主耶稣来向他祷告。
We say Hallelujah, praise Lord Jesus, and we pray to Him this way.
那我们心里所求的，就在跟主耶稣所讲的话，在心里面想就好。
And everything you want to make known to Lord Jesus, just think about it in your heart.
那我们心里面可以迫切的来跟主耶稣求圣灵。
And that in your heart you can pray hard for the Holy Spirit.
路加福音十一章的第十三节这样说。
In Luke
十一章十
三节。Chapter 11, verse 13.
说你们虽然不好，尚且知道要拿好东西给儿女，何况天父岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗？
Verse 13.If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?
所以圣灵是可以跟主耶稣求的。
And so, Holy Spirit, you can ask that from Lord Jesus.
我们在心里面情实迫切的跟主耶稣求这个很重要的圣灵的体验。
And that in your mind, you pray with importunity, make your request known to God.
圣灵临到我们的时候，我们会感受到这个从上头来的力量。
So when Holy Spirit comes upon you, you'll receive the power comes from above.
我们身体震动，我们口里会讲出听不懂的舌音。
And your body will move, and your lips will, your tongue will speak words that cannot be understood.
心里会充满喜乐。
And that your hearts will be filled with joy.
那因为众弟兄姐妹一起用灵言祷告，所以声音比较大声。
Because all the brothers and sisters are praying together in spirit, so their voice may be loud.
但是这是一个正常的现象，我们领受圣灵之后，我们就明白了。
But this is a normal phenomenon. After you receive the Holy Spirit, you'll understand this.
祷告结束的时候，我们按铃，我们就同颂主的祷告文结束。阿门。
And after we conclude the prayer, we'll conclude with a ring, and we'll say.Amen, and we'll conclude our prayer.
那我们现在就一起来祷告。
So now we'll pray together.
要接受按手祷告的，可以到前面来。
Please come to the front if you want to receive laying of hands.
我们请传道执事为我们按手祷告，帮助。
We'll ask the pastor and deacon to lay hands on us to help us.
我们现在就同心祷告。
So let's pray in one accord.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。In the name of Jesus. 哈利路亚，奉主耶稣，哈利路亚。哈利路亚，哈利路亚。